Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, I think the funny thing about tonight's guest on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour is his beard actually got here a full 15 minutes before he did. It had a limo and security.
I heard his voice at that weird, like, subhuman hearing level, like that elephants communicate on through, like, vibrations in the earth.
Is that like what happens when you and I have the bean burrito?
Well, there's definitely vibrations there, Jerry.
It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9, supported by Mazin Aleworks, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to the rich, smooth Cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mazin Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, St. Kenneth Wright, and our guest of honor tonight, we've got
V. Dave Adams from Green Flash Brewing.
Well, dude. Hello.
I love those pipes. Wait a minute. So I got something to clear up here, because Dave, I have not talked to you in a long time. There's been a lot of things going on with Green Flash. I have two questions to ask you.
Yes.
Are you still a local San Diego brewery?
We sure are.
Are you a mole for AB and are planning to usurp all the wonderful beer we make in this town?
No.
All right, you know what? I've got no problem with you then.
Not a whiff of Clydesdales in this room right now.
No, it's something else. What is that? Is that beer
oil? That's the burritos we were talking about, Jeremy.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Picked a hell of a night to come in.
Well, you can't win them all, guys.
I had a feeling you were going to bring some crazy beers, so Ken and I decided to have a little Mexican food before the program.
You got to build a base.
Well, I appreciate your candor, guys.
How have you been, my friend? I mean, it has literally been, a year and a half since I talked to you?
Yeah, it's been a crazy last 6 months or so. No more Virginia operation, no more Cellar 3 operation. We're out of Mira Mesa only. We're in 8 states now, and sort of focusing on the saturation model for the business. We basically have the go-ahead from the new ownership and new management team to be able to make whatever we want, make fun stuff, change in lineups, all this stuff. So it's a super exciting time.
How much fun is Eric having right now?
Eric's having a blast. He just sent me an email a couple days ago that had, I think, 13 new beers on it that we were making. Just like, hey, Dave, this is some of the stuff we're working on in the pilot program. So I think it's a really fun time. It's, for me, I started at the company seven and a half years ago, and this is probably the most fun and experimentation that we've ever had.
That's
at the
awesome.
Company. So
awesome.
We're going to talk about some of the beers you've got coming out. I mean, a lot of this stuff is partly tied into what's coming up at the end of this month. Treasure Chest Fest is back around now that it's September. And Treasure Chest Fest, if you don't know, the proceeds you guys generate, a certain percentage goes to the Susan G. Komen Foundation for Breast Cancer.
Yep, that's right. Susan G. and the San Diego branch. So not the
national. Not globally. It's right here in San Diego.
Yeah, it's the Komen San Diego.
Cool. All right, so throughout the program tonight, we're going to talk more about the Treasure Chest Fest and how it's helping San Diego and the things you're doing and where we can get tickets and all that. But, I'm kind of thirsty right now. You brought all this beer. What are we going to drink first tonight?
So the first beer is a fun one that head brewer Ashley Devonshire made, and she's been making some really cool, interesting beers. This one is called Delicate Constitution.
Hey, it's named after me.
It's a really cool, we got this new malt from Weyermann, as Czech-style malt. The Burke Pils malt, and then we use some Tetnang hops in it, and it's just this smooth, light, very beautiful Czech Pils. It's been a staff favorite for sure.
Oh, man. This isn't something you guys are canning. This is just a tasting room beer, isn't it?
Yeah, these, I think everything I brought today actually is all tasting room one-off, kind of experimental fun stuff.
I wish I had a hot dog.
Dude, this would be great at a Padres game.
Dude, this is a great hot dog beer.
I think it's cool because a lot of times you see German style pilsners or, San Diego takes on pilsners, which are usually more hop forward,
right.
A little more bitterness, maybe a dry hop in there. And this is just that classic, Weinstephan original,
yeah.
Just super easy drinking.
Ein Bratwurst with mustard.
Dave, I'm going to let you pick some of the songs tonight.
Yeah, let's do the Sleep Something System.
Dude, how hip is this guy?
System Sleeps in Total Darkness.
There you go. I know you get it eventually.
I'm still listening to Fog Hat.
It's all 94.9. You know, Ken, we got to hang out with Dave more often. The more I talk with this guy, the more I realize how much I have a severe man crush on him.
Well, yeah, I miss Dave. Time with Dave is always time well spent.
Absolutely. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego beer evangelist Ken Wright and Dave Adams from Green Flash. So good to have you back in the studio. Started off the program with the Delicate Constitution, your tasting room only Czech style pills. If that's what you start with, this is going to be a good hour. And plus, dude, pairing it with the National, I'm in on that. What are we drinking next?
So we're having a fun one. This is called Long Grape Jensen. Eric Jensen's our brewmaster, our beloved brewmaster, and he has some grapes that pop up in his backyard, and we decided to throw them into a saison, a little saison yeast and wheat in the malt bill, and we ended up with like a rosé like saison, we're calling it, because it's got a little pink hue to it.
Wait a minute.
And a real fun beer.
You say it like he's just got wild grapes that grow in his backyard.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be able to put a lot of grapes in the beer, the volume you guys brew in, he needs a whole freaking orchard, doesn't he?
Good question. All these beers actually come from our five-barrel pilot system.
Oh, really? So these are really small batches.
Yeah, super small batches.
So that's just a few vines worth of grapes.
You were making some really, really cool stuff, and this beer is absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I like it because it's nuanced, too. It's not a big fruit beer or anything. It's just got a little bit of that vinous kind of characteristic,
wow.
But I think the kind of funky Saison plays really well.
I was going to say, it's dry and refreshing like a Saison ought to be.
I was expecting more pepper out of it, but I'm not. I'm getting that dryness, but I'm getting a little bit of that sweetness from the fruit.
This is what a Saison ought to be.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if more Saisons taste like this, I would drink Saisons more often.
And I think, we've talked about this internally a lot, but about the words, the names of the beers, I think a lot of people get really caught up with, oh, well, Saison has to be this and
horse blankety and manure-y.
Yeah.
Or people can't, not to say that we're like going way out of the guidelines of Saison, but I think a lot of it is just, it's a beer. A beer is a beer. Yes, we use Saison yeast in it, but if you don't know how to pronounce Saison and you're scared of it, then, we shouldn't call it, let's not call it Saison. Let's call it fun, easy drinking, good beer.
So this is something we can find in your tasting room right now. Is this something that's going to make it towards Treasure Chest Fest coming up later on this month?
This is potentially on the list for Treasure Chest.
If there's any left, I'm sure.
We have some pretty insane fun stuff for Treasure Chest. Yeah, we only have about 7 kegs of this, so
good luck keeping it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Once the word gets out on this beer, there's going to be a lot more requests for this in your tasting room.
I'm glad you guys like it. Thank you.
So Treasure Chest is coming up when?
So it'll be on September 30th, Sunday. Starts at noon. You can buy tickets on the website. You can buy them through Eventbrite. Our site links through Eventbrite. We got a pre-sale going on, right? Or a introductory price, if you will, going on right now. And the price is going to go up a week before the event. So
what's the pricing on getting into this event?
So right now, the tickets are $45 for a single ticket. That goes up on September 16th. So buy them right
days away.
So exactly. Get them while you can.
Get it now.
Just go to greenflashbrew.com and then you're covered.
And here's the best part. If you go, you are supporting donations to a local San Diego charity. It is going to Susan G. Komen, San Diego.
We're also going to have the Behind the Craft demos like we've done in the past. We'll have Ironside Fish and Oyster there doing a live oyster shucking demo, talking about raising oysters, talking about how to make a mignonette, talking about shucking oysters. And obviously, we'll talk about pairing beer with them. We'll also have the boys from Heart and Trotter in. They're going to show us how to break down cuts of meat on a cow and how to cook them properly. All kinds of fun stuff. So,
dude, I'm in on that.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Magic when they work.
And that is just totally part of the package. You just come in and walk in, and during the times that we're doing those Behind the Craft segments of the festival, you can just post up and listen to the lectures.
Well, I got something we can listen to. I want to pair a very special song with this Long Grape Jensen. We'll do that after this break. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Hey, Ken, you feel that warm, fuzzy feeling?
I started feeling that about a half hour ago.
Damn it, Dave, get your hand off his leg. You're not supposed to be touching his inner thigh.
Sorry, guys.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Tonight, drinking with our friend from Green Flash, Mr. Dave Adams. Just finished off the Long Grape Jensen, a Rosé Saison. Please, if you ever get a chance to do a limited run of that where I can get it in like a can or something, that would be amazing. Also, the Delicate Constitution. Constitution, the Czech style pills. Now we got something that actually you did do. I was really impressed to see you guys do a limited can release for this next beer we're drinking. This is the Tropical DNA. This is your hazy IPA.
Yeah, this is a little hazy IPA from us. Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, all the fun, delicious hops.
Oh, baby, that is good right there.
And then we use a yeast strain that provides some really fun, fruity kind of esters to it. But I think that it has a wonderful body to it, kind of middle ABV, 7%. I like the soft bitterness to it. I like the beautiful aroma to it. I think it's got a big, bold aroma, but with a backing of a mild hop bitterness. But I think the finish is just so clean and delicious. I mean, it's my jam. It's what I've been drinking a lot of.
Now, here's my question, because this is so good, and I like where you're going with this. When's the next one?
Oh my God, great question. Well, here's the next one. We're going to do...
Dude, you see, what a setup that was. He got excited for a second. He put on his radio voice. You want the next one? The next one is coming!
tomorrow. We are going to be doing Baja Tart, which is our collaboration with Insurgente down in Tijuana. We've done it with them a couple of times. We have never canned it. This will be the first time that we've ever packaged it in any way, shape, or form. So we are stoked. I know I am very stoked to be able to do it. It is a Berliner Weiss with pink guava. Ooh. It's light, it's tart, it's refreshing. It is awesome. One of my favorite beers that we've ever made, and I love working with those guys. They're super fun. We're going to have a crazy pinata there that we're going to break open with a bunch of Mexican candy.
I was going to say, does it have beer cans in it?
That would be cool.
It's going to be actually the shape and the artwork of the can. And then it's going to have a bunch of fun Mexican candy in it. So September 15th, Baja Tart.
It's tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, better Manana. Late than never, huh?
You know what? I'm okay with that. If it's half as good as this beer you brought, then I'm in. Question is, this Tropical DNA sounds like it's still available in your tasting room, even though you can't get it in cans.
Right now, it is available in the tasting room.
Now.
I like that caveat. He says, right now. I got another song that you wanted to pair with this. This one, Future Islands. Dude, good choice.
Thank you.
It just ran on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. Let's say the music is on point tonight, Mr. Adams.
Well, thank you so much. Great to be here.
It is the Rock and Roll Happier on Alt 94.9. Yeah, you know that voice. Dave Adams from Green Flash, along with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. So next, I can tell by the look of this beer, this is something you brought to us before. And I remember the first time you brought me this beer, it was in a wax top bottle. Little short, stubby bottle with a wax top. And this
was a lot of wax.
Yeah, so we do have Flanders again for you. This was the last of the last batch that we made. And just a reminder for all the listeners that this is a purpose-built Flanders wort that we do a 100% Brett fermentation with Pediococcus and Lactobacillus bacteria. And then that's about 8-plus months in the fooders. And then we finish it in once-used bourbon barrels and package it from there.
This is an older vintage of your Flanders, isn't it?
Yeah, this is probably a year and a half old packaging date, which means that, you know, about 2-plus old beer.
Having drank, I think, every single release of this beer, some of that vinegariness you usually get from a Flanders has died off.
I was going to say,
It's really smooth, almost malty, but you do get that back end on it that tells you what that beer is.
Dude, this has depth.
I think it has a lot of those like dark cherry, dark fruit notes.
Absolutely.
In it.
A woodiness. There's a woodiness to it.
There definitely has that nice little oak quality to it, little like spicy oak quality to it. It's seriously, as just a beer fan, it's one of my favorite Flanders.
It's a beautiful, beautiful beer, and I love this style. Flanders ales, I love the style, and this is amazing.
And the condition it's in right now is so perfect for drinking. Now, you got this on tap in your tasting room?
Yeah, amazingly enough.
That is ridiculous.
We have this on our tasting room.
Are you saving any of this for Treasure Chest?
Maybe. You got to come to find out.
Oh, no! If we want to get tickets, where do we get the, what's the date again on Treasure Chest?
It is Sunday, September 30th, and go to greenflashbrew.com to purchase tickets.
And do it before tomorrow because prices are going up and nobody wants to pay more to drink beer. Once again, sir, spot on choices for the music tonight. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Aleworks, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respecto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout. Ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Aleworks has you covered. It's Jeremy. Drink it tonight. tonight with our good friend Dave Adams from Green Flash. He's picking the tunes, bringing the beer, and of course, there's Ken hiccuping in the corner.
There I am.
You're crushing it, Ken.
I'm still here.
We've had the Flanders Drive. We've had the Tropical DNA. Longgrave Jensen is still my favorite beer of the night, and of course, I'm pretty sure Ken's going to stick behind Delicate Constitution because he loves him some Czech Pils.
I do. I did enjoy that one a lot, although that Flanders one was amazing. So go to the tasting room, get it while you can, because I'm going down there and I'm going to drink as much of it as I can. That is such a lovely beer.
You're not going after this show, are you?
I just might. What time is it?
Well, it's closing in on time to quit, so we better get to our last beer. I know you always like to bring something special to end the program with, Dave. So.
Are you a god?
Maybe.
You say yes. When somebody asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
What is this beautiful beer I hold in my hand right now, Dave?
This is Golden God. This is a beer that we collaborated with Jameson on. They sent us down some barrels, asked us to make a fun beer.
Aren't you on the website of Jameson?
Yeah. If you go to the Caskmates edition whiskey, you'll see myself and Eric actually talking about the whiskey and how we enjoyed it with the beer.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the hell did I just drink?
So this is a golden ale that's been aged in Jameson barrels?
Yeah. Golden ale and Jameson barrels.
Not like a Belgian golden ale. This is a regular American golden ale.
Yeah, no Belgian yeast in it.
This is like a Boilermaker in a glass.
This is so much better. All right. I might be reassessing what I was talking about as far as my
better.
Favorite beer
this
of the
is
night.
Awesome.
This is almost the most perfect beer I think I've had that's not an IPA.
This makes me want to fight Jeremy.
Stop.
No, I could never fight you.
I'll just sit on you. So, I mean, so I want to know, what was the inspiration behind this?
You know, we were just trying to come up with something fun to pair up with Jameson on, and drank.
I'm getting more.
So I want to taste it as a base beer before it went into the barrels, because there's a lot of complexity in that, but then you add that subtle hint. It's like, and I won't use the term butter because butter is bad. This is like tropical butterscotch. It really is like, there's floral characteristics to it, but it's got this real full mouthfeel, and it's sweet on the back end.
Yeah, it's got almost like a little bit of a holiday spice quality from the oak that we got out of the Jameson.
That was my favorite of the Spice Girls.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. When you say spice, then all of a sudden my brain just turns to something like clove.
Yeah,
if you did a cask of this and threw some clove in it, eat your heart out, pumpkin spice latte.
Scary spice.
No, it's a super yummy beer, and I don't know. It just goes. It's so velvety and.
And this is something, once again, you're only going to find in the tasting room.
Yeah.
Please tell me this makes it to Treasure Chest Fest.
Maybe you'll have to be there, I think.
Oh, you and the tease. You and the tease. You want to get tickets to Treasure Chest Fest? It is just around the corner. Get it at Green Flash's website. And here's the best part. If you buy tickets, you are going to support breast cancer research, breast cancer awareness, Susan G. Komen, San Diego. Please get your tickets. Go hang out. Drink some beer. Dave, slayed it as always.
Thank you,
Dave. I expected nothing less. Just do me a favor.
Dave!
Don't be such a damn stranger. Come here and hang out with us some more.
Tell me about it. I miss the hell out of you guys.
Pick the music. And I know you wanted to go out on some War on Drugs. Here's Pain. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on All 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.